One of the things that was poignant in Orlando yesterday was that rush of people to donate blood to help the shooting victims. But many of the people who wanted to help were not allowed to because of a ban on gay men donating blood. The World's Carolyn Beeler has been digging into the rules governing blood donation for gay men.
Well, Marco, it's being called a ban on gay men donating blood, but actually it's actually a waiting period. So any man who has had sex with another man within the past year is not allowed to donate blood. So that does rule out a lot of people. And the reason is HIV. HIV infection doesn't show up in blood screening tests right away. So the Food and Drug Administration, who's in charge of this, makes people with a high risk of HIV infection wait for a year to donate blood. That includes men who have sex with men, as well as people who've gotten tattoos or their ears pierced or something like that.
I know there's been a pretty vocal backlash against this rule on Twitter and Facebook since the shooting in Orlando. What exactly are people angry about?
That's right. There has been a lot of pushback on social media. Critics are pointing out that the rules screen out a gay man who, say, has had a monogamous partner for like 20 years, but it would allow blood donation from a heterosexual man who's had multiple partners, may have had unprotected sex. So for the gay population, which obviously has been discriminated against for so long and is now having this horrible event targeted at that population, it's being seen as something that is unfair.
Right. Calls of hypocrisy. So the rule that men have to wait a year after having sex with another man, I gather this is actually progress as far as gay rights advocates see it. Explain that.
That's right, Marco. Until December of 2015, so just a handful of months ago, there was actually a lifelong ban on men who have sex with men from donating blood. That was passed by the FDA in the mid-80s when sort of fear of HIV was at its highest. And U.S. authorities actually only changed that after a bunch of other countries moved away from this lifelong ban and toward a one-year wait period, including Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Hungary, Sweden, and the U.K. And the FDA got a lot of its data supporting this policy change from Australia, which had done this, you know, about 15 years ago.
So it sounds like a global trend. Why is it happening now?
Well, like the U.S., a lot of countries instituted this lifelong ban when there was this giant fear of HIV in the 80s. And now as tests are getting faster and better for HIV and infection trends are changing, many countries are moving toward more inclusion. And interestingly, there are some countries that have done away with the wait period altogether and are using more targeted risk assessments for blood donors to look at individual behaviors rather than sort of a whole blanket statement for a whole population. So among those are Italy, which are sort of instituting these more targeted questionnaires.
What about countries where gay men still can't give any blood at all? They still exist?
There are still a lot of them. And interestingly, some of them are places that we think of as pretty progressive and LGBT friendly. So this is not sort of an issue that can be broken down on LGBT-friendly and not lines.
In the wake of the Orlando shooting, what's the chance that frustration from gay rights advocates will actually change blood donation policies here in the U.S.?
Well, the FDA regulates this, and they did say when they instituted the policy change back in December that they would continue closely monitoring their data and consider any future policy changes. But they do note that they can't really guess how long that might take because science takes a long time.
Right. Carolyn Beeler covers science and the environment for The World. Thanks very much, Carolyn.
Thanks, Marco.
You're tuned to The World.